December 26, 2002. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. about a year ago, right? And I, when I saw the Pistons, right, I suddenly realised that I wasn't alone in the fact that I couldn't play too well. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was in a group with all these people who played quite well, you know, and I felt inferior to them, you know. And when I saw the Pistons, I thought it was great, because it just suddenly struck me that it didn't have to matter that much, you know.
Yeah.
And then I said to the other guys in my group, wow, what a great group. And they all went, right, and then these guys, I met these guys, and I thought they looked great. And they said, they got the group, so I said I was interested. So we went and had a go from there. I just threw it in.
Yeah, the name is.
No, these are great to be on the group.
We say what we want, right, and people will either like cash onto it and get hold of it, right, and grasp what we've got, right, or they won't, right, and it's up to them, right? I mean, we ain't gonna like fucking preach and preach and preach, right, until it sounds like fucking nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, you sound like some kind of evangelist.
But, well, talk about a single man. No, it's, I think I like it like that, because the first time we went to the studio with a famous producer, he said to me, look, you come, you better pronounce the words right. So I made a big deal of it. I really tried to pronounce it, and I just took all the piss out of it. You know, it sounded like Matt Monro was doing it, right? So I said, I thought, I'm never doing that again. So, and like, to me, it's like Jamaican stuff, right? You know, you can't understand the Jamaican stuff, so you should say it about 100 times, right? And then you get it, right? But the same with this, right? If people can't understand it, then too bad.
But are you working in Wolves? Have you got any idea what you're working in Wolves?
Well, I've got my idea, right?
Yeah.
But I only tell the other two about it when I feel like it, right? He's got his idea, right? And mostly I think it's rubbish, right? And he doesn't have any ideas at all.
That's what
he's
done. You don't know what they fucking are anyway.
See? That's how it is.
But you've got plenty of it. Me and Joe have a great partnership, right? He won't let me live with him. So we don't agree on hardly any bits, right? Because like,
well, we are working on the same thing, aren't we?
Joe is more sort of the earth, and basically we hate each other, right? We're jealous of each other most of the time, right? Serious different things, right? We're always in competition.
I don't hate you. I don't.
Well, I don't hate you.
I don't think enough of you to hate you.
Why is the fucking boat?
I know. I really think you.
And you write, when you write songs, you know, and you really want to get an idea or... Yeah, like, get ideas, right, and like, he does, at the moment, right, he's doing a lot of the words, right, and I'm doing a lot of the music,
but we go around his house, and
right,
and knock it
out. Just sit
and
up,
and they try and get
in my room.
Dopey lines, like, pension.
He's our final filtering service.
When you're really...
No, listen, it's true.
It's great. That's the end.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's the end there. Day after Christmas 2002. Here at the Pleasure Point. Inside the Love Grotto. Brother Matt, assistant.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hoeing it up. We start with John Coltrane, Bessie's Blues, off of Crescent. And then the first Clash record I ever got, 1977, a single. It's funny to see CBS records on the label, you know. But I guess they signed a real bad deal really early. And it was a trippy thing about those English punk bands. A lot of them were signed to major labels really early, not such a DIY thing, huh? But anyway, after it was a mind blow to hear that. You got to understand, coming out of Boston and Pete Frampton and stuff like that. I remember Tony Platton got the Bebop Deluxe Axe Victim record. Here, listen to all this lead guitar. Why? And then I hear this, you know, minute, whatever. What is it? Let me look at it here. Afraid. Don't be afraid, Watt. Yeah. Yeah, a minute and a half song. And about no Beatles, no Elvis, no Rolling Stones. It's pretty intense. mean, little did I know later they would be doing Casbah on this. And, you know, like all bands, they have their good moments. So I only really was into those first singles and the first album, The Green One, Me and Deep Boom. Thought it was pretty trippy. A lot of punk bands didn't have two guitars. Them and the Buzzcocks were like some of the only cats doing that. It was kind of interesting. After 1977, I played you an interview. I played that before my show, but I thought I'd play it again. I guess they did it on a subway. It was one of these Spiel records. And had Capitol Radio and some kind of dub thing on it. Anyway, the reason I'm playing Clash like this is because Joe Strummer died Sunday. Which was, by coincidence, the same day D. Boone dies, 17 years back. Which was kind of a trip. You know, it's always, I played with Dose that night. In fact, we played twice. Once at Pedro and once at Hollywood. And, you know, I always get to thinking about D. Boone about this time a lot. And it was sad that Joe Strummer had to leave, but like a buddy of mine said, maybe the same way people celebrate when they have the same birthday, well, maybe they're jamming up John Coltrane on the horn and Keith Moon, John Entwistle, all these cats. I tell you, it's a hard lesson to lose people. You know, it doesn't seem like there's a reason, it's, but there must be or something. Or not saying there's an answer or anything, but maybe it's just part of the whole deal, and got to learn about it, and maybe learn how to treasure people when they are here.
Amen.
Yeah, because you don't know how many gigs you got left. So play every gig like it's your last. That's a lesson that I'm trying to learn from it. And yeah, 17 years without D. Boone is a tense thing when I think about it. I can't even really believe I'm still doing music, but it shows you the momentum of that man that he handed down to me. Next month, January 11th, my book of Minuteman words comes out. So I've been thinking a lot about him because I wrote most of those words for him. I also put Joe Strummer in a song. It was a song I wrote about me and D. Boone playing called History Lesson Part 2, and put Joe's name and John Doe. Interesting, I played with John Doe Friday. 6 days ago, it was my birthday, I turned 45, and John Doe was doing a benefit with me for some youth center in Compton. We were playing in Long Beach. And he was great, and he's looking good, and great spirit. It's Mike Watt. We don't see each other enough. but he's in that song, too, with Dick Hell. Dick Hell just got married. He sent me a card.
Oh, cool.
Maybe a week ago, a week and a half ago, in New York City. My first punk rock hero. And people that aren't with me, people that are with me, I just... I'm very lucky, very blessed to know them all, because I am a person who isn't just totally self-motivated. I need inspiration. I know I'm pretty independent in a lot of ways, but it sure is neat to know there's kindred spirits. Thank you for being here, Brother Matt, because you are
right
a kindred spirit. Inspire me much.
Right back at you, big
okay.
time.
Next month's leader, Kenny, is coming to town. We're going to play where I played with Iggy in Hollywood at the Henry Fonda Theater. So it's kind of trippy. They got a song called Combat Rock. Now, this was the era of Clash. I didn't like too much, but... And probably don't sound too much like the Clash, but same title, huh? Watt from Pedro Show. You know what? That's a screw up there, man. It was the wrong disc. And that song is too sappy. I mean, it's a Christmas song and I'm playing Christmas songs. But the hell with that one, okay? Here's some Fear.
Yeah. The most desolate, forbidding landscape on the face of the earth. But that has not stopped men from wanting control over that vast flow of snow and ice. But only one man has succeeded in setting up a comfortable home and a thriving business.
What from Pedro Show? That was the Sonics. Not Sonic Youth, but the original Sonics from Northwest there with Santa Claus, Santa Claus. Before that, we had Fear with Fuck Christmas. No, we didn't. Before that, we had Before that, we had the little drum machine boy with by Beck, and then before that was Fear with Fuck Christmas, and then I had a screw up because of pilot error on my part, the Devil Dogs with some crummy tune, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day or whatever. And we start off with Combat Rock, Slater Kinney, here in the Watt from Pedro Show. My old buddy Don Dalton has brought his kids here at the Love Grotto. We have a whole family theme, which is what Christmas is about. I had a thing with my thing. I celebrated Christmas yesterday with my mom and my sisters. And it was wild. My mom made pork roast. I chowed most of it. Sorry, Ma. Got five pair of Levi's. A bunch of socks. Very nice of them. And then talking and getting together. This is my sisters that live up in Hollywood now. I don't see them all the time. Usually Sundays for chow with my ma. We got some D. Boone coming up here. Something he did a long time ago. Something called The Viking Song. Watt from Pedro Show.
Machine gun?
Have you ever wondered what it would have been like if the baby Jesus were born today, now, maybe even this year? What do you think it would be like if it was all being reported to us by the television and radio media that we hear and watch every day? It might go something like this.
I'm an old man, and I've seen lots of Christmases come and go, and they're never white, and it's raining again and again and again and again.
Lot from Pedro Show. Started off that little set with D. Boone, 1984. Maybe it was 85. Let me see here. Yeah, 85. Doing something called the Viking Song with Crane on singing and keyboard and Richard Derrick in there too. After that was Frosty the Snowman by Man or Astro Man, the Georgia band. You know, there was a version of them touring around that was all girls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in fact, there's several Man or Astro Man bands besides the original one. They send them out like clone projects or something. They do the songs, just ain't the guys.
Kind of coasters type.
Yeah, deal. Sort of like that. Except it's a band controlled thing. It's not a Svengali hand puppet manager type thing. After that, we had Elvez doing Feliz Navinada, which was him blended in the traditional Mexican Christmas song with a public image theme song. Very creative, Elvez. And after that, Flamin' Lips with Christmas at the Zoo. And the Shitbirds after them with Christmas is a-comin'. And then what I thought was appropriate. You know, it's funny. On the, I was at somebody's house, and they had the CNN on, and the talking head person is like a very befuddled by having to talk about soldiers celebrating peace on earth, and they're getting ready for war. You know. We had to hang on that for a moment. The paradox contained there within. So that was the fix with the Off to War. Watt for Pedro show.
light of Jesus. Brothers, he said, I'm going to show you something you're not going to believe. And he pulled this thing out. It ruined my life. Sin after sin. Wrecked homes, drinking, carousing. I was coming to a no good end. I was at the mercy of the devil. Yes, I was at the mercy of the devil. Then one morning, sick and debauched, the light of Jesus, oh yes, the light of Jesus fell upon me and I was saved. All right, said somebody in the back. Quit bragging. Put that thing away. We sang, then had beans and crackers.
Lot from Pedro Show, Charles Bukowski with The Light of Jesus. Before that, live Iggy Pop, 1977, San Diego, Raw Power. Start off with Mannequin Republic. I should have said that after my CNN rant. Okay, end of the first hour, December 26, 2002. Hold tight for hour two. December 26, 2002. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Problem in hand at Gridlock's door. The issue won't go away. Because out in the world, the BT groups and the market forces play. No Rishi, no Arty, no grab it and run will rid us of this disease. It lays down the law, the wills and the wants, and it ups up liberty. Interest is kept and money is made by changing the scenery. Fashion is fab when the product is made out of necessity. The paper, the language, the idle reply weighs like the fattest ghost. The myth and the cackle, the dull history of the groups you like the most. And what will you do when the market shuts you up and takes your above-board airway? The artist, the message, the all-above words, the dismal anyway. Oh, fame, comma, hope, comma, charity, there must be harder than this. Because fashion is fad, the product is made without necessity.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Has The Clash, another Run the Mold singles. Complete Control, about making the lame deal. It's lame. Before that, we had Nels Klein Trio from the Silencer record doing Sacred Love, and we started the second hour off with Skritlock's Door from the BBC EP. I guess they had to bootleg their own session. It's funny, they put all the, if you ever looked at the sleeve, they listed all the costs of everything, but they were prohibited against law about discussing the BBC negotiations. So it's not just a U.S. thing, obviously. I got to say something about what happened on the day before Christmas. I was peddling, and there was 8 pelicans dead in the water by the pier here in Pedro. Somebody had shot them. And the last 2 days peddling, there's all these pelicans there on the breakwater, on the pier, something they never do, you know. Yesterday there was one in the water there searching around the breakwater. You know, they're looking for the compadres. So I can't see how people would do that to such a beautiful bird. But just for fun or whatever, malice. So I hope they get better in their head. Okay. Now, happiness, because I get to introduce Brother Matt and another edition of the Spin Cycle.
Thank you. We'll be right back. I was born in the country. I was raised in town. I can natural bone shake it from my hips on down. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt, cool. For another edition of Sputnik Cycle.
Thank you.
Now, this cat at the gig Sunday, I got done playing with Dose the second time. He came up to the boat and he hands me this record. He says, "This is the greatest Christmas record of all times." So I haven't heard it yet. You cats tell me what you think.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, and Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. But do you know if they call the most reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you could see it glow. All of the other reindeers used to go little in name. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one salty Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then out the reindeers loved it, as you shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you will go down to history. You will go down to history."
Thank you. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's Peg Legasis, their new record. A song called Bilge Pump. Before that, Ray Barbie with Let's Persevere. Before that, we had four songs from the A Crafty Lady's Christmas. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Deck the Halls, A Christmas Tree, and Santa Claus Coming to Town. End of the second hour of the December 26, 2002. Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. December 26, 2002, day after Xmas. Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part 18 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
Jives, how long have I been away?
Many years, Master Jack.
Many years? I can't believe that. I've only been gone a few hours, a day at most.
Time slips fast, and it slips fast.
I don't understand what could have happened.
Time's free will. Look in that there mirror, Master Jack.
Oh, let me see. Oh, thank God. The same as always. Tell me, Jives, the others, are they...
changed? Here come that little Frida.
Little Frida. So she's back. But what will she look like?
Oh, Jack, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you too, but I don't understand. You're exactly the same as when I left.
You've only been gone a few hours, Jack.
But Jives here, he's gone. Well, you should have seen him. He was really old.
Really? I saw him an hour ago, and he looked fine. Maybe he's an old quick change artist or something.
Or something, yeah. A disguise expert, maybe. Anyway, how did you get back?
Oh, I wanted to hear about your adventures.
Well, first tell me how you materialized again.
It was simple. When we were at the temple, the energy was so strong that I knew I could dissolve if I cared to let myself go. So I did.
Well, how'd you get back through?
Well, it's hard to explain. It's a matter of not getting scared and letting yourself go. Anyone can do it, and then you reappear by simply gathering yourself back together again. Concentration, one-pointedness of mind, that sort of thing.
But where were you?
That's what I want to hear from you.
Okay. Well, after you'd dissolved and I was headed back to the mansion, suddenly I saw the tower. I took off running as fast as my legs could carry. So then the little green-eyed gooseberry demons melted away as soon as they stepped into the tower. Odd the way that happened.
Then you're certain Lord Giles may be there? Somewhere?
Possibly. That he did enter the fourth tower, that much I'm certain of. But whether he's still all right and what level he might be on, I'm just not sure. Finding Lord Giles is going to be like searching for a porcupine in a pin factory.
I heard that remark, and I don't see the point of it all.
Oh, Auntie... it's good to see you again.
Why, have I been somewhere? So, you've been out risking your skin for that foolhardy husband of mine.
But there's a possibility that Uncle Giles may still be alive.
Oh, Jack. Stand still a moment. Let me look at you. Yes, you're different than you were yesterday.
Hmm?
You have that adventurous spark in your eyes now, like Henry used to have. Poor Henry. The last of his kind, and yet one of the first.
I don't understand.
Little Frida, please puff your Havana taper in some other direction. My nostrils are beginning to feel like Venus flytraps snapping for air.
Sorry, Lady Joe.
As I said, Cuba is fine and Castro is fine for the Cubans. But in my house, keep Havana downwind, please.
Yes, Lady Joe.
In fact, let us leave the sanatorium for expiring tobacco leaves and receive some fresh morning air out on the terrace.
You were saying, Auntie, about Uncle Giles being the last of his kind, and yet one of the...
Yes, yes, he was. One of the last great explorers and adventurers. And look at you, Jack. Where can you go now? Africa? South America? Borneo? Hardly. The day for that kind of explorer is over. I am talking about new continents. new worlds, planes of existence beyond the imagination. This is the new explorer, hearty like the old breed, and yet requiring a sensitivity and discipline and spirit that selects only those who are most careful to do it right. Oh, what is that?
It's Dr. Missoula. He's running as though the very devil was after him.
Something coming after him.
Holy smokes, it's the dragon.
I warned Dr. Missoula, watch yourself poking around in that dragon's cave. But no, he wouldn't listen. Now look at the old codger run. He's hot on your heels. Faster, faster, Dr. Missoula. Faster!
Start right where you are, and you be as conscious as you can be at that moment, and take everything that happens to you day or night, night too, dreams too, all of it, and just pass it through the mill of the witness. Just watch it all go by. Note it, honor it, understand it, and let it all go by. Yes, and that too. Right, and that too. And when you get angry and you forget and then you wake up and you see you were angry, don't sit around being preoccupied with what a bad cat you were for getting angry. That's just more attachment. Just go on with it. Ramana Maharshi said, if all the people that sat around complaining, alas, I am a sinner, would just do the method instead of that, they'd all become enlightened. We're all going to trip and fall thousands of times every day. Every day somebody, the demons are coming so fast, all the words, all the thoughts, every time you say, I'm hungry, that is a demon. Because who's hungry? That's just an illusion. And you've just identified with hunger again for the 10 billionth time. But they're pretty persuasive, aren't they? They're pretty good demons. The body is a really good one. It really sucks you in. You try to sit in the lotus position for 6 hours, your body will show you where it's at. Think you're going to do in the ego that easy? You think the knee is not going to say, I'm here. And I'm your knee and you know it and I hurt.
Dr. Missoula, try for the maze.
He's headed for the maze.
I think he can do it.
It'll be close.
He did it. He's into the maze.
Oh, in that case, I will look. Oh, dear. The dragon is furious. It's tearing apart the hedges as though they were little rows of tibiscus.
Dr. Missoula seems to be running the maze quite well.
It could well be a new record.
Oh, it's fortunate Lord Giles is not here to witness the destruction of his maze. He'd be most perturbed. He'd run right down there and box that dragon right square on the snoot.
I think I'd better give Dr. Missoula a hand.
Look,
I'll see you later.
The dragon has stopped. It's looking up at us.
Oh, Jive! Jive! My roll of flax, hurry!
It's eyes.
Hurry, Jive.
Look at its eyes.
Jive, quickly, my roll of flax.
It's
off.
Turned, it's turned. It's going away.
It's returning to the cave.
Damn it, Jive, where are you?
Hey, what did you see in its eyes just now?
Well, I saw the bewilderment of a beast.
Oh, I give up. Look, there he goes, dragging his tail behind him.
It had no idea what it was doing. It was sad, actually.
Well, I don't know. The maze looks pretty sad right now.
Dr. Missoula! Are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good! After your shower, come have tea with us.
I'm going down to make certain that he's all right. I'll be back in a little while.
I wonder what Dr. Missoula was up to this time.
I guess he must have been investigating the cave.
I should hope that next time he's either more conscious about his actions or he uses something faster than his own little feet.
Lady Giles, when are you going to tell Jack?
I don't understand.
Oh, yes, you do.
It's difficult to refrain from telling the truth to you. Your strange eyes, they must see everything.
Yes.
Those shimmering patterns you see, is it the color change that exposes one?
Yes. The patterns change also. When someone holds back the truth, their patterns stir suddenly and then resettle. If the person is an expert, he'll either keep his patterns in order or send them out to mingle with yours and confuse you. So, when are you going to tell Jack?
I don't know if it makes much difference at this point. Besides, he's had enough things to concern himself with.
We should be honest with him.
Oh, you are such a moralist, little Frida. If it weren't for those Havana cigars you so indulge yourself in, I'd fear you had no vices at all. A disturbing thought.
My people were very...
Oh, your people were as pure as little fairies, but filled with mischief. I couldn't turn my back on your father without his slipping a poo-poo cushion beneath my seat. A most startling experience.
When do we tell Jack, and what exactly are you going to tell him?
You are a persevering little child. What exactly I say will be, in general, to explain how we were all together in Atlantis once upon a time, and how we've all gone through many incarnations since then, and how we've all advanced our consciousness significantly with each incarnation, all except for Jack, who was having a good time. So now we've all come together again, but for the circle to be complete, it was necessary to have given that loafer a crash course, and also we need Lord Jowls.
When do we tell Jack the rest?
When the time comes. He's hardly ready to hear the rest yet.
Now, Eternal, at first, that witness that we're talking about is just like... It's part of your rational mind. It's one little me that's watching all the other me's. Gurdjieff says... Well, I guess I've said one me sets the alarm clock at night and the other me turns it off in the morning and says, who set that alarm clock? And there are thousands of me's and one me watches all the other me's. That's its trip. It's got nothing else going. Just watches the other me's. It's not evaluating them. It's not trying to make them enlightened. Just watching. Saying, ah, angry. Ah, horny. Ah, sleepy. Ah, putting yourself down again. Ah, pride. Or planning. Thinking. Just sitting around noting it all. Ah, yes, that too. Oh, yes, and that too. Yes, and that too. That's still just rational mind. It's still on this side of the doorway. But it's a step. It's what it is a, like a leverage thing you can use to get rid of all the rest of the me's until you're just being this me that's just here all the time. Here we are, right? We're all here, right? Sure, you've got your drama, I've got my drama, you're going to walk out in the street, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you're going to do that. This lifetime, you'll do this drama, I'll do that drama, you'll die, I'll be reborn, you'll be reborn, on we'll go, and we're all here. We're all continually here. Nobody's going anywhere. You just got to wake up out of the dream that you were going somewhere.
My back, you gonna see.
Everybody go. Where did, how come
Ooh. Oh, God. Is this the guitar solo? When do I talk? Where did everybody go? Where did they all go? Is this the only take I... Is it... Where did they go? Hi. Oh, yeah, this feels good.
Anytime, anywhere, and from any phone.
This takes one day, but there's from now on.
Hi, boys and girls. This is your old friend Sonic Youth. And you know what? We just got back from the North Pole. And you know what we were doing up there, don't you? That's right. We saw him all right in all his little doors. Boy, did we get off on them. And we learned some wonderful things about him. We'd like to sing you all a little song. So why don't you move on up. And come up close and we'll sing to you. Come on, closer, closer. Come on, I won't bite. Come on, right down by my shoes. Come on, move closer, that's it. Great. Okay, huddle all around, and we'll sing you a song. All right. You too, Johnny. Come on, closer. All year long he's busy making toys for all the little girls and little boys. He puts them in his sled and gives his whip a crack. On Donder, on Blitzen, but never on Smack. Cause Santa doesn't come out on dope. Has he ever even tried it? Well, you know, the answer's no. So little kitties, here's my point. Just leave the cookies. Save your time. It's time to pause, turns on it, his own way. Watching you and I turn on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, David Geffen.
Watt from Pedro Show. Oops. Thank you, Brother Matt. That was Sonic Youth with Santa Don't Cop Out on Dope. For that, Butthole Surfers, Good King Winchellus, the traditional.
How you say that?
Carol.
How you say
Winchellus. Chellis, Ventulus, Deutsch. Santa Claus is sometimes brown, Elvez again, and part 18 of Fourth Tower of Inverness, as the saga continues with Jack Flanders. Okay, I played a gig last week, that benefit I did with John Doe for the Youth Center in Compton, and this cat came up to me. And at a gig months back, he had me sign his arm. Well, he went to a tattoo shop and made a tattoo of that sign.
Wow.
Signature. Magic marker. Yeah. Is that a trip? So, He gave me a CD too, and his band is named after a line in a song D. Boone wrote called Number One Hit Song, E.T.C.
It's that same old line, you don't really want to go. You can't send me, you're just blaming my personality. So I broke all your records and all your dishes too. Hell, I mean what goes is mine, so I'm breaking parts of me in two. You don't really want to quit, I'm driving you insane. Not enough space to live, my personality's to blame. I broke all your records and all your dishes too. Hell, I mean what goes is mine, so I'm breaking parts of me in two. I found your notes taped on my door. Your stuff was in boxes on my floor. Your notes said you'd be back at 6 to pick up all your shit. Your notes said don't be here, this is hard enough as it is. You can blame my porn collection if it makes you feel better. Blame it on a letter from an ex-girlfriend, yes, I still know. Blame it on my tendency to drink you under the table. Blame it on those clothes you bought me I refuse to wear. Make up excuses if it makes you feel better. Use the old standby, I need more time alone. And even if you're dating that freak down at the office, you can blame everything and everybody else but yourself. 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 It's that same old line, you don't really want to go. You can't send me, you're just blaming my personality. So I broke all your records and all your dishes too. Hell, I mean what's yours is mine, so I'm breaking parts of me up too. You don't really want to quit, I'm driving you insane. Not enough space to live, my personality's to blame. I broke all your records and all your dishes too. Hell, I mean what's yours is mine, so I'm breaking parts of me up too. I found your note taped on my door. Your stuff was in boxes on my floor. Your note said you'd be back at 6 to pick up all your shit. Your note said don't be here, this is hard enough as it is. You can blame my porn collection if it makes you feel better. Blame it on a letter from an ex-girlfriend, and I still know. Blame it on my tendency to drink you under the table. Blame it on those clothes you bought me I refuse to wear. Make up excuses if it makes you feel better. Use the old standby, I need more time alone. And even if you're dating that freak down at the office, you can blame everything and everybody else but yourself. 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 Everything and everybody else but yourself.
Thank you.
Lot from Pedro Show. That was Marsha Ball with Come Home for Christmas. Before that, we had Sun Ra with a very stellar, scenic ride. It was called There Are Other Worlds They Have Not Told You Of. It was Languidity album. Before that, we had Ornette Coleman with Congeniality. And we started off with Broken Records by ETC, etc. The home of the man with the Watt tattoo. I don't know his name. He's a cool brother, though. Coming now on the end of the Day After Christmas edition of the Watt Pedro Show, Brother Matt, Vital Essential Assistance.
Yep, Sunset Session.
DJ Talia is in Mexico with her ma and her five brothers.
Cool.
God, we haven't had many sessions with her lately.
It's been pretty elusive.
Yeah. Next week, well, Thurston came to town. Kim's ma lives here. So they come mostly every Xmas time to this coast, from their coast. And so I think next week we have Thirst on the show
to
spiel, play records, his records.
You got a jam this time?
Yeah, this time we got to coax him into jamming and collaborate with Brother Matt.
That'd be a treat.
And maybe some solo. He wants to record a song with me, Tom Rapp, cat from the 60s, kind of Phil Oaks tradition. Oaks. How do you say his name? Phil Oaks? Oaks?
Oaks.
Very sad he hung himself. He has a,
yeah,
he had a great voice. And some happening songs. I got to play this version he did of The Ballad of Joe Hill. One of these Watt from Pedro Show shows.
Playing Joe Hill.
No, Joe Hill, you know, was in Pedro. He hung out at one of the Maritime, one of the Union Halls. He's a wobbly, executed by the state of Utah, I think in 1911. Tense cat. But anyway, Phil Oaks has a great song about him. Anyway, Thurston's going to record this Tom Rapp song called The July the 4th. I think it's by request of Byron Coley. And we're going to do it in my pad. I've got a little Pro Tool thing hooked up now with my Mac. So it's Kristen Studio Thunderpants. And we're recording the new Dose album on it. I'm doing a lot of stuff on it. It's in my apartment, so I can't have drums. They have to be the little drummer machine boy.
That's cool.
Kind of thing. But, yeah, getting the homebrew going. It's going to start recording the next Watt album soon, a studio here in Pedro. Hoping for an April release. Next tour starts at D. Boone's birthday, April 1st, 2003. Tiny little U.S. run, 65, 66 gigs. 64 days. The usual. It'll be my 50th tour, so that's a trip. What is that? Silver? Gold? Aluminum?
Yeah.
Bauxite?
Above cardboard.
Zirconium?
It is zirconium.
Zirconium. So I'll be wild. Now, I was so touched by the crafty ladies.
Yeah, that was something, huh?
I got to play the side B.
Cool.
Okay. As I know, I would be swamped with requests.
Yeah, cool.
By folks wanting to know the whole story, not just the side A.
Four more minutes.
Okay.
6 more minutes.
Here's Crafty Ladies, Watt from Pedro Show.
I want Thank you.
Thank you, crafty ladies.
Yeah.
It's the crafty ladies with the crafty ladies Christmas. Silent night, and I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Coming to the end, we're at the end of the December 26, 2002 edition of the Watt from Pedro show here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, San Pedro, Cali, west of the Rockies, north of the equator, east of Tokyo.
Christmas lights in the background.
That's right. And Brother Matt, you're going to be going to Japan soon.
Yeah,
I'm not going.
I
scissored the thing with Jay. I told him something in the future, but I'm too pressed for time and too insane in the mind. So, man's got to know his limitations.
That's what Clint said.
Yeah. Right. So, everybody, I hope you had a good Christmas and a good 2003 coming up. Thirst next time. Keep your powder dry.